Number 22 is the 2013 adopted budget amendment 1B002 from the Director of DAS Information Management Services Division, submitting a recommended five-year capital improvement program plan to the Capital Improvement Committee. This is informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Lindberg and Ms. Pinella.
Mr. Chairman, good morning, Supervisors. Larry Pinella.
And Chris Lindberg. You have before you it's an informational report, and it's a proposed five-year projection of capital spend for information technology within information technology within Milwaukee County. These forecasts were prepared in accordance with Milwaukee County Ordinance 36.04 to support the newly created Capital Improvements Committee. And just to top line it, these forecasts mostly represent spend to replace critical systems and technical components that are obsolete, increasingly difficult and expensive to maintain and operate, and in some cases represent a threat to public and employee safety.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. During the budget, I was the incredulous one, say this stuff can't cost this kind of money. and I don't want to be facetious about it, because I know you said you mentioned you brought out your expertise, Mr. Lindberg, and I know Ms. Pinella has been very forward or forthright with us over the last couple of years in her position and the need. So we're relying on your expertise here, and I guess to say besides the significant cost, $14 million, $18 million, is that has a plan been worked out? I mean, is this, you know, somewhere in the overall budgeting? Is there any way we can, and we're putting it over a few years, if, do we have to have this much in the beginning? I mean, has that been worked out? So preliminary to looking at this in the budget again, can I ask what relationship do you have with DAS and how these numbers have worked out? I mean, isn't it, you used to have electronics, and it was crazy letting all these people, and these costs went down. These costs never seemed to go down with all of the software and stuff. So what kind of cooperation or what kind of things can we look forward to seeing? And, you know, is just this the stark reality numbers, and pretty much all this is high priority, as you're kind of, I'm assuming you're telling us it's critical.
So I have a couple answers. First of all, this represents deferred maintenance for Milwaukee County. And I'm sure you don't want to hear that.
Well,
but the fact is we have not invested in information technology. We have a phone system that is obsolete and basically not supported anymore. And you know, I can name a series of platforms where we have these issues. I mean, I'm not happy with this, and I'm sure you aren't either. The costs are what the costs are. Now, for this particular information report, this was prepared for the Capital Improvements Committee. It's our first cut at what we think costs are going to be. Our estimates and the process we use is at 1,000 feet right now. We are not treetop level. And you'll see that the spend for many of these projects span years. So we're trying to be capital conscious. But we also know that we have to do the appropriate due diligence should we get the approval to move forward and refine our costs, understand the work. My experience tells me, 33 years of IT experience, these costs are realistic. These are good neighborhood numbers.
Supervisor Schmidt.
I'm done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A few weeks ago, we had an excellent presentation to my technology committee by Director Lindberg about the most visible things that you were going to have to deal with, Director Lindberg, which is the Windows transition, moving from this operating system before us on all our laptops, Windows XP, onto a newer system, which will be supported. Support will be available for it from Microsoft and from the larger tech community. Because our laptops, they're about to become very obsolete, I'm afraid, and there will not be support officially available for them. So I join, as much as I join Supervisor Schmidt in my curiosity about the figures, the price figures. I look at it closely. Knowing a bit about what's involved, what it takes to do what your department, your division will need to do. I wish it was a department. Yes, we do need to do this, and I think that's a very good assessment, Director Lindberg. This is deferred maintenance, and that's an unfortunate reality. We do need to do this. It's in our best interest to do this, and we'll have great savings in the future from the upfront expenditure. I have closely read this line by line and word by word, and this is the reality. And we're going to have to be, as we know so well, be creative in how we go about funding it and getting it done. I know your division, let's say department, is well suited for that role. So we will have future reports to the technology committee as to the progress of all these projects and whatever else may come down the line. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor.
Two things. One, I guess, question about the extent to which the administration has given departments a target, or we've seen a few of these now, on this question of, what percentage of the capital budget do you get to consume? This one, mm-hmm. 50% of our bonding cap or whatever. Obviously, there are other ways to finance it, but wanted to understand sort of what the parameters were that you, what were your marching orders? I mean, were you just told what are the absolute critical issues for the next 5 years? Or
so we are meeting the requirements of county ordinance, whatever that is, which was to create an informational report, mm-hmm. with the possibility for capital investments across the next 5 years. That information will be given to this capital improvements committee, which has yet to be formed, is my understanding. And I can't speak to their process, what they're going to do with it. I understand it. But that's all this report is for. Now, we have other processes within the Department of Administrative Services where we will begin to nail down what we think our capital forecast is. And I can't speak to that.
Yeah, just to interject, there, to answer your question, there were no targets given to the departments in identifying their needs. I think the exercise here is kind of a high-level planning exercise in terms of the Capital Improvements Committee, in that departments were asked to identify their capital spend needs for the next 5 years, the CIC will then proceed to analyze and evaluate and rate these various needs, not only for IMSD but for parks and transit and all the things that we do countywide. That process is separate from the capital budgeting and planning process as well. So as Mr. Lindberg kind of identified, as we, we're kind of using high-level estimates right now. In the budget process, we'll rate these programs right now on that high-level estimates. But as we move closer towards the budget cycle, we'll have refinement in those estimates. So hopefully some of those numbers might come down. They might go up. But at least we'll have more specificity as to what the projects truly will likely cost. And then we'll have more information as to what's the local share, what's possibly state and federal share on some projects, not IT projects, but like transportation projects, to say. And there's also other things to consider is whether some of these projects can even be bonded for. So there's a lot of that type of analysis that needs to occur in the budget process. Right now, this gives us a really early insight as to what the overall capital needs are countywide. So that's kind of the purpose of the CIC, and I think there were no targets given to departments. It was, what truly are your needs, and just provide them to us.
Mm-hmm. Right. I appreciate that. Mr. Chairman, so I'm happy that the way that the chairs have all seemingly scheduled this was as an informational item, because when I was reading the packets before I was realizing how they were noticed, the way the packet presents it is though we're going to, with resolutions that we're going to approve these. And
we haven't done
I'm glad that we haven't been put on in that position, because you know, we've seen departments in the past sort of get out in front of the administration. Interestingly, they are the administration, and yet, you know, you didn't necessarily have the exec saying, we support this, and yet you had them, the county board, being presented with, you know, do you approve this? Well, wait a minute. you know, even their boss hasn't approved this. So that was where I was getting at on that.
So after the discussion that takes place, then there will be a motion to refer to the
CIC,
to the committee.
Okay. And the outside, not the resolution, but just a referral.
Just a referral.
Right. Okay. With respect to an item that makes up a third to half of the expenditure in these 5 years, is the single item of the build out of the 10 digital sites. Since it's such a significant component of the overall plan, I wondered whether we might just spend a moment on that and the extent to which we know or are developing a plan for how that's going to be, how that might be paid for. There was some mention of this at one of the past ICC meetings, that they, you know, get ready for this. I think the county's going to, they've got a proposal for us, or something's coming. So there's at least some awareness among mm-hmm. a couple of the municipal leaders, and I wanted to get a little better handle on that before I start getting those calls from them.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, do you want us to meet with you one-on-one on this, or would you like a quick kind of overview of where we are and how we got to where we are?
I guess if I'm the only one who has the interest, one-on-one is fine, but if others are, I mean, as I said, it's a third to half of these expenses.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, this is going to be somewhere between $22 and $30 million project, and it will impact 17 of the 19 municipalities, because those folks, the police, fire, EMTs, use our public safety radio system, with the exception of the city of Milwaukee and Greenfield. The current radio system is circa 1991, and approximately 1995, some of the parts of that system started becoming obsolete. We're now at the point where critical components, our dispatch systems, our repeaters, are no longer manufactured nor supported. So we're at a crossroads now. This impacts public safety. We have been looking for the most economical way to replace this radio system and bring it to the newer technology from analog to digital. We currently are partnering with Waukesha County. They are also looking at replacing their analog system at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we have agreed to share a core. We will be bringing a memorandum of understanding and basically an intergovernmental agreement to this body to review and approve. The partnership will not only save both counties about $1.5 million, but also increase public safety between Waukesha and Milwaukee County. It's kind of unbelievable to me as I learn more and more about public safety radio that if you're on two separate systems, Waukesha and Milwaukee County, they cannot communicate back and forth to each other. This project will promote interoperability between those two agencies. We are also working with the state of Wisconsin as well as the other counties that surround Milwaukee County on sharing more costs and bringing more folks on board so that we can reduce our operating costs. We've also been in communication with the city of Milwaukee. They right now are on what's called Open Sky. They implemented that system about 12 years ago. It was prior to 9/11. And as a result of 9/11, the federal government passed what's called a P25 standard. And that standard allows, no matter what system you have, what the manufacturer is, your radios can communicate. Because on 9/11, one fire department was not able to communicate via radio to other fire departments. Mm-hmm. The federal government has now addressed that with the P25. Unfortunately, the city of Milwaukee is not a P25 standard, which we've had communications, and we've recognized that gap, and we're working with the city to increasing rapidly between other agencies as well. It's quite a project, but unfortunately, year after year after year, we haven't had the funding, and it's not that we can replace individual pieces anymore. It's no longer manufactured. We're at the point that we have to replace the entire system. Right now, as other counties' agencies are replacing their analog system, we are getting those pieces of equipment through the secondary market so that we do have a parts depot in case something does go wrong.
If I may add is, you know, for us the challenge on this expensive system is how long do we take to implement it? You know, it'd be great to spread the costs out over 10 years or 12 years or 7. The problem is we have to operate both systems, and bubble costs become significant, so we just need to find the right balance on how long to deploy so that we can begin to achieve the efficiencies of the intergovernmental cooperation that we're establishing and also the efficiencies of the new technologies.
And the risk with two separate systems having the analog communicating with the digital. Mm-hmm. South Milwaukee is on digital and St. Francis is on analog, and we have those types of risks as well. So we brought in an expert to help us with the design build. This body approved the capital project first in 2010 and again in for this year. And we will be through an RFP process selecting a vendor to build out the core and also take care of what's called the backhaul, which is the connection between the radio towers. We are on T1 lines, which is very expensive and not as robust as what we're looking for in microwave technology, which is the standard for public safety radio systems today.
Okay. I would like to follow up then some more.
Thank you. Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Am I understanding correctly that due to this difference in the radio system that I know we've talked about a few times now, at least since I've been on the board, that is really the reasoning behind why, if there's a situation going on either requiring the involvement of multiple municipalities or happening between several municipalities within the county, that the calls have to be placed from the unit, you know, the fire unit or sheriff or police unit, the, I guess we'll call it a first responder, you know, into a dispatch, and then their dispatch has to communicate via phone or some other radio system to another dispatch, and then they have to go down. I mean, is that what you're describing here that's happening?
That is what can happen right now between the city of Milwaukee and the various Milwaukee County agencies. We have worked within the past year. Chief Rolfing with the city of Milwaukee has been very active in trying to get that interoperability and communication. So we do have some patches that we have installed that have been successful. There is also, we're working with the city of Milwaukee with their bomb squad, their SWAT and attack teams on installing P25 onto their radios, and so that we can have communication between those two agencies. But you have, Supervisor, described just a very strong dysfunction with two disparate systems on public safety radio.
Thank you. And, Mr. Chairman, I'm also confused. The term P25, at first when Ms. Pinella was speaking, it seemed like P25 was a description of a type of apparatus or a type of hardware, almost like analog versus digital. But now in her speech, it sounds like P25 is a type of software.
It's an interface. So it's a standard upon which communications would be built in a very standard fashion.
So, Mr. Chairman,
that help. Not.
So your radio manufacturers, Motorola, Harris, E.F. Johnson, they all contain this type of interface that when you buy the P25 standard, they all include this so that they now can communicate to each other.
So, trying to use an analogy, I know what a regular cell phone is and I know what a smartphone is. Mm-hmm. Could we compare it to being a way to make a regular cell phone into a smartphone only for radios?
if I may answer that to really make it a simple analogy, if you walk into any room in the United States, you'll find that you got a three-prong adapter that you plug into a wall. So that I can take any electrical device and plug it in any place. It's sort of the same thing. It's an agreement that this is the interface, the standards we will use to communicate.
That makes sense. Thank you. And my final question, Mr. Chairman, was if anyone either within IMSD or any other department of the county, for that matter, has looked into seeing, exploring if there are grants available, either private foundation or other levels of government, for helping us implement these technology upgrades.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we have. We've worked with the OJA, UAC. We've also gone on the at the federal level. Right now, there is a grant out there for cellular, but not for this P25 standard radio system. We're constantly looking for those opportunities, but P25 has been around since 9/11, and there were quite a few grants back in the day, and right now, not quite as many available. We have invested through UACI, and we have four digital channels that have been that were installed 2005, 2006, I believe it is, that was paid through some grant funding.
UACI is an acronym?
Yes.
I got it at UASSI.
UASSI. And gosh darn it, I don't remember what it stands for.
Fair enough.
But as soon as I see it, I might get it.
I'll look it up. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Stamp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With technology constantly improving, constantly becoming more futuristic, this new system, how much in the future is it projected to go? Do we got it? You know, you said the last one was 1991, so about 20-some years, this technology will last us, like that adapter, will it last us for 20 years? Well, how much of this $30 million investment will this go?
The standard is 15, but we have shown that it's been 20, 25 years.
Before it becomes obsolete again? Okay. Because I just got this iPhone 4, and now the iPhone 5 is up. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I would entertain a motion to refer to the capital improvements. Supervisor Cullen moves to refer this item to the Capital Improvement Committee. Yes, sir. Mr. Campbell?
Yeah.
We have a motion to refer to the Capital Improvements Committee. We have a motion. Supervisor Cullen. Okay. Matt?
In the other committees, they were just so ordering it.
So ordered.
Thank you very much.
The referral is so ordered. Okay.
Chairman, Supervisors, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This isn't just me.
Okay, the referral is ordered. So ordered.
Lunch.
What time will we return?